All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carey Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. Made big headlines this week in the Bay Area, Will Bednar, the Giants' first-round pick out of Mississippi State, 14th overall selection, College World Series most outstanding player. Will, the San Francisco Giants, in your name, how does that sound together to you?
It's awesome. I'm super excited to be part of the Giants organization.
What has the last few days been like for you since you got the call that the Giants were drafting you? I know your brother's in the major leagues. We'll get to that. But what has this whole week been like for you as a player?
It's been hectic. that's for sure. But hectic but exciting. It's definitely an exciting time to be kind of going through all this stuff. A lot going on, but it's a good problem to have.
What were the nerves like heading into the draft for you? Obviously, you kind of knew that several teams would be interested. You'd probably know that you'd go high. Did you expect to go in the first round like you did? And what did it mean to you to become a first rounder?
I definitely kind of had a feeling that it was definitely possible for me to go in the first round. I just didn't quite know where that would be. There's a lot of uncertainty kind of going into it. But to be a first rounder is really cool. It's really exciting.
And it's a great story for your family, too. Your brother David pitching in the Pirates organization at the major league level right now, 35th round pick coming out of college. What did you learn about his journey through the minor leagues and to the pros that you hope to take through your own journey?
The one thing I'd say that I kind of took from him was to keep a level head through everything. Obviously the long minor league seasons have a lot of ups and downs, but he just really stressed the importance of kind of just keeping a level head through it all.
You guys have got a pretty competitive relationship from what I understand. What was it like growing up with an older brother who was, a few years older and you could compete with on the mound? You're both pitchers. And what was the dynamic like in the family growing up? Or were you always trying to best one another, or how did that play out?
Yeah. So, really we didn't get super competitive until I kind of started to mature a little bit. Cause there's that 5-year age gap. So, kind of once I got to my sophomore, junior year of high school, we started to kind of compete a little bit. And, my junior year kind of started out with me kind of just busting his chops saying, hey, I throw harder than you. And then, my freshman year of college, at one point I did throw harder than him, but, he's got me beat right now. It's really good to be competitive with him. And kind of we push each other. So it's good.
And speaking of throwing harder than him, that fastball that you've got, we all saw it in the College World Series, Mississippi State against Vanderbilt. Take me through your development as a pitcher. When did you begin to first throw hard? When did you begin to realize that playing in college was a real possibility for you? At what age did things start clicking for you as a pitcher?
It was around my sophomore year that I kind of started to make some jumps in velo. And then my junior year, I made another really big jump. And it's kind of around that time that I realized that I could play at a high level in college and even have a potential to go to pro ball after. So it's kind of around that time that I started to make some jumps, and that's kind of also when I started to work really hard in the weight room and other stuff.
So what was your recruiting process like coming out of high school? Were you a consideration for the MLB draft coming out of high school, or were you definitely going to college? And what schools other than Mississippi State were taking a look at you?
I was actually a late commit. I was committed to Ohio State, but then I ended up decommitting. So I had some interest from Wake Forest, Duke, Alabama, Georgia Tech, and Pitt were some of the big ones. But then my senior year, I missed it due to I had some tendonitis. So I knew I was just going to go to school. I chose Mississippi State because of just the atmosphere and everything about that place I loved.
Absolutely. Mississippi State, great baseball pedigree, and Giants fans know it. Will Clark, a legend in San Francisco and still actively involved in the Giants organization, actively involved out at Mississippi State. You had a chance to meet Will during your tenure with the Bulldogs. What was that like, and have you heard from him in the last few days?
Yeah, it was really cool to get to meet him because he's a legend there and legend in pro baseball too. So it was definitely really cool to meet him, and he reached out right after the draft. So it's definitely cool to have him as an asset.
Chatting with Will Bednar, the Giants' first-round pick out of Mississippi State. I want to ask you specifically about pitching in Game 3 of the College World Series against Vanderbilt. You went out six innings, no hits, and a really dominating performance against one of the best teams, best programs in the country. How did you avoid letting the nerves get to you in that game? A winner-take-all game? You know that the school's got a trophy on the line. How did you approach that start?
I'll be honest. I was definitely nervous kind of going into it, but yeah, there's no doubt I was nervous about it. But, you know, after that first pitch, it was kind of just like it's business. And it's kind of back to, you know, doing what I've always been doing, pitching. So there's always nerves kind of pregame. But then, like, once I make that first pitch, it's locked in.
Absolutely. Nothing can compare to, you know, a major league stadium. But the SEC, from all the players I've talked to, they love the atmosphere. They say that the intensity of the games really simulates what you're getting at the pro level. Kevin Gausman, the Giants ace and LSU guy. What was it like to pitch at Mississippi State? Great baseball fan base, really passionate. And kind of every game you have to bring your A game because there's a ton of fans who have so much riding on this.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that Mississippi State is the best fans in the country out of everywhere we played. You know, kind of close to the end of the season when stuff started to open back up, you know, we'd get 10, 12, 15,000 people at games, and, you know, they're crazy. I mean, in the best way. Like, we'll get there's a maroon and white cheer where one side of the stadium will say maroon, other side will say white. And I swear, it sounds like a football stadium. So it's probably the most electric atmosphere I've ever experienced. And I mean, I would say that pitching at Duty Noble is, I would say, comparable to pitching the College World Series, just in terms of the awesome atmosphere it is.
Well, definitely prepared you for the big stage in Omaha in the College World Series. We saw that fastball that has the great velocity. We also saw a really interesting slider. It's been described by Vanderbilt head coach Tim Corbin as the dragonfly slider. How did you learn that pitch, and when did it start to take off for you?
So in my junior year of high school, I started throwing a cutter just to have kind of a harder breaking ball. And so then kind of over time, it just developed into a slider. And I kind of just took, you know, piece of information from a bunch of different people, kind of just tweaking it and kind of figuring out what worked for me. And kind of over my time at State, it's just kind of gotten better and better as time's gone on. And, you know, kind of close to the end there, I'm able to manipulate the shape kind of on command. So it's really developed into a really good secondary pitch.
And you've also got a change up in your repertoire. When did you learn that, and how has that come along for you?
Yeah, so I kind of, in high school, you never really had the need to throw a change up because, you know, high school hitters low with a fastball all the time. But I kind of needed to start throwing one in college. So I kind of started playing around with a funky grip at the beginning of this year, and then I was having some difficulty with it, so I changed a grip to be more fastball oriented, and it became a lot easier to throw. It's definitely still pitches kind of a work in progress, but it's come a long way, and I'm thinking that it could be a good third pitch here soon.
Well, exciting stuff for you along the way, for sure, in a Giants uniform, in a Giants organization. Will Bednar, the Giants' first-round pick, kind enough to join us on Talking Baseball. Do you have any plans to get out to San Francisco, maybe for that Pirate Series when your brother's going to be at Oracle Park in a few weeks?
Yeah, I think that's the plan for me to go out to that one. So that should be really exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Will, for joining us. Congratulations on joining the Giants organization this week. Really special moment, and I'm sure that it's been a hectic week, so we appreciate you taking some time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. That's Will Bednar, the Giants' first-round pick, joining us on Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. I'm Kerry Crowley. A lot more coming your way next. KMBR 680, the sports leader.